How shall I put it? You are representative of Iran's Sunni Muslim Baluchi minority as well as Zahedan. Do you feel there is any credibility to the Jandala's claims that it serves the interest of the Baluchi or Sunni minorities in Iran?
In the name of God, the Compassionate and the Merciful, first let me take the opportunity to thank you and your colleagues in Press TV. I'm a member of parliament and also I'm a representative of the Iranian nation. And of course, part of the nation is in Sistan and Balochistan province, and there are Sunni Muslims, and I represent that group as well, on the whole, I can say. In Sistan and Balochistan province, we have 300 tribes and ethnicities, and one of those ethnic groups belongs to Baluchis. They have been there for a long time. They are Iranian, and they have a rich cultural tradition, and they live in Sistan and Balochistan province. And in the past, part of this tribe, of course, lived in Sistan and Balochistan in Pakistan, and also right now they are living there. So they have had some sort of ties. I mean, Sistan and Balochistan in Pakistan and in Iran, and they have some close ethnic
now,
ties.
Mr. Foruzesh, the Jandala claims that it has two distinct branches, one based and operating in Pakistan, the other Iranian, and that they're not linked. How credible do you find such a claim?
There is no link between Iranian Balochistan group and the Pakistani group. This person is someone who has been living in Sistan and Balochistan province, Mr. Righi, I mean, and he is mentally unbalanced, and he has connections with CIA and colonialist powers, and that's why he is now carrying out terrorist activities in Sistan and Balochistan province, and he alone is the person who is organizing the operations, and of course he doesn't have any public support in Sistan and Balochistan province among the public or Baluch groups.
So what you're saying to me, sir, is that so far as these groups are concerned, there is no Jandala that is a coherent group working together in a cross-border way, because this is what we've been hearing, that they are training in Pakistan to carry out actions in Iran. That was the main question I was asking you, whether the Jandala is actually one group operating out of Pakistan and carrying out actions, perpetrating actions in Iran. For instance, the Zahedan bomb and the capture of the 16 Iranian border patrol guards.
This individual is moving. I mean, he is moving through Afghanistan and Pakistan. He is changing his location, and he has formed a kind of a group for himself, and they carry out terrorist activities. And this group, of course, consists of people who are very young, and they are not socially conscious, I can say, and maybe due to poverty or due to some financial problems they have, they join the group and they create insecurity in our border regions.
Thank you for that. I want to cross over now to Navid Ahmad, who's joining us in our studio in Islamabad. Welcome to the program. Tell me, sir, I'm not sure if you saw this, but or have been following this, but ABC have been conducting research into the Jandala, and Brian Ross and Christopher Isham reported beginning in 2005 that the United States government had been funding the Jandala and encouraging and advising them in their attacks against Iranian targets. How credible are such claims being made by Mr. Ross and Mr. Isham?
being a student of strategic studies, I would say that these reports do have a lot of credence, given the fact that Iran has been adopting a policy which is very independent and does not listen to what the so-called superpower says. So in that very capacity, and using Pakistani Balochistan's porous border with Iran and Afghanistan, US or any international power can exploit it for its benefit, and that's quite likely. And it's really in the scheme of things of real politics that such kind of funding can come to some kind of splinter groups who are said to be marginalized for being Sunni in largely Shiite Iran. But that is something very possible, and Pakistani Balochistan itself has been in the eye of the international community for its natural resources, for its coastal areas, and of course Pakistan-Iran border has been very porous. Just today, over 250 Pakistanis who were smuggled through Iran to Turkey have come back, some of them injured badly. So this really tells the story that this is very much possible, and Pakistan government's writ in Balochistan is really not that strong as it is in other provinces.
Now, Mr. Naveed, so far as the Jandala is concerned, it is a proscribed terrorist organization listed internationally, almost without exclusion, as a terrorist organization. And yet, when one hears of reports that the United States is covertly supporting them, one begins to question why they might do such a thing. Do you have any proposition as to why this might be going on at this time?
Well, there are no certain things that we can say about U.S. Support, but definitely when you study and when you investigate the way intelligence agencies work, this funding is very much possible. And of course, it's ABC is not a Pakistani or Iranian or an Afghan news channel. It's a credible American source which has been saying it, and you have quoted rightly in that very source. And having said that, I would rather say that there is a reason to target Iran and create a destabilization factor in Iran, for the fact that Iraq is something that is just bordering Iran, and Americans are present there heavily. Americans are also present in Afghanistan, which also borders Iran. And Iran is one country which is independent economically, which has its own economic and political muscle, and which wants to pursue the politics internationally as per its own national interest and its own, policy advised or dictated by the people through the elected government. So this is very much something that does not suit to the objectives that United States neocons are pursuing internationally through this so-called war on terror, which has no ends and which has no borders, which has no clear objectives.
Okay, now Peyman Firouzesh, we heard there from Naveed Ahmad saying that ABC is not a government broadcaster. But Voice of America, VOA, very much is, and it has an Iranian language service. And on this Iranian language service, they gave airtime to Mr. Righi, to Abdulmalek Righi, in order to come along and put forward the line of Jandallah, despite the fact, as I said, that Jandallah appears on America's list of terrorist organizations and continues to do so. Isn't that more than tacit support? Isn't that really overt support for an enemy of Iran?
The U.S. Is making a lot of statements and is talking about human rights and fighting terrorism, but when it comes to practice, we see it's doing otherwise and is acting differently. And this well-known terrorist group is frequently invited to the U.S., its members, and they are used for political purposes. And this person, in fact, Righi, is a puppet of the spy apparatus of the U.S., and he's now a tool in the hands of Americans, so that Americans will be able to spread their hegemony in the region.
Right.
So they are
kind of
a tool.
Say that.
Shoma,
You say that, Mr. Forouzesh, that it is sponsored by the CIA, and as I said earlier, ABC's report also indicates that it is getting support by the United States. But when John Della itself is asked, it completely dismisses such allegations and says that we are an independent, popular movement. We have popular support amongst the people, and we get our support from the people and no one else. How credible is that?
Well, it doesn't have any credibility. The group does not have any popular support.